Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day. It is election day. There are very close elections being held in Mississippi for the governorship, in Virginia for control of both houses of the state legislature, in Kentucky for the governorship, where the only surviving Democratic governor in any portion of the South is under challenge by a rising star in the Republican Party. That rising star, the state's attorney general, who is in a virtual tie with Andy Beshear. So we will get to that. That's an election that will be decided today. The election that will be decided a year from today, I think that may be one day off. I think it's on November 8th, the actual election coming up in 2024. The election decided a year from now had gotten some very, very good news for Republicans and for Donald Trump with a series of polls that were announced on Sunday by the New York Times and Siena College, not known to be particularly tilted in a pro-Trump direction. So today in the Times, they have another sort of a corrective to that previous polling information. The polling concentrated, and I think it's smart to do this when you're dealing with a poll, it concentrated on six crucial swing states. And took a look at how the candidates were doing in those six states. And Trump had a substantial lead in five out of the six. He had leads in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada. And he was leading in Nevada by 10 points. And only Wisconsin showed a small lead for Biden within the margin of error of 2 points. So now comes a question. What about all those court cases against President Trump? We're going to be speaking with legal scholar John Yu about the most recent court case in Philadelphia. Not in Philadelphia, it's in New York. And it's about the alleged fraud involving the Trump Organization and his business life. It is not a criminal trial. It is a civil trial. Most experts believe that Trump is going to lose this particular case. Maybe he even wants to, because he certainly is stirring up a lot of indignation about it. But the New York Times has a headline on the front page. It says, "Guilty verdicts could capsize Trump 24 bid. Charges alone haven't hurt him," polls say, "but guilty verdicts?" And then inside, their inside headline is not capsize, it's sink. They say guilty verdicts in criminal cases could sink Trump bid, polls say. And they point out that voters, according to these polls, trust Mr. Trump more than Mr. Biden to manage the economy by a margin of 22 percentage points. On the economy, Mr. Trump is more trusted across every age group among white and Hispanic voters and across the educational spectrum. In most of these states, the share of voters who say they're voting based on the economy, as opposed to social issues, has increased since the midterm elections last November. Mr. Trump, however, remains in a weaker position than such gains might make it appear. If the former president is convicted and sentenced, they say in the New York Times, as many of his allies expect him to be in the January 6th related trial held next year in Washington, D.C., around 6% of all voters across Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin say they would switch their votes to Biden. That would be enough in potentially all of those states to decide the election by giving President Biden victory in those states. And then they interview one of the respondents who illustrates what they're talking about, Kurt Wallach, 62, a registered Republican from Maricopa County in Arizona, said he voted for Mr. Trump in 2020 and thought the former president had performed generally well in office, except for the start of the coronavirus pandemic. But now, considering the pending criminal cases, his views have shifted. If he gets convicted, I'd say, great, put him out of the race. Let's get another Republican, Mr. Wallach said. If he's not been convicted, then I'd probably still vote for Trump. And then they say Dakota Jordan, a 26-year-old, also from Maricopa County, did not vote in the 2020 election. He said that he would rather not have Mr. Trump in office at all, but that given the choices, he would vote for him over Mr. Biden absent a criminal conviction. If he was convicted, there's absolutely no way. I can't elect a criminal as my leader, he said. Are there other people who believe that? There are. And that's one of the declining hopes for Joe Biden. And this comes at a time when more and more voices are being raised of people on the Democratic side of things who believe that for the sake of the party and for the sake of the country, Biden should drop out of the race. And part of this most recent series of polls in the six swing states in the New York Times is their discovery of the no Joe but Kamala group of voters. And this is something that Nate Cohn writes about. The relatively tepid support for Mr. Trump among young and non-white voters raises the possibility that many of the voters fueling his gains might simply not vote next November. In fact, all of Mr. Biden's weakness is concentrated among less engaged voters who sat out the last midterm elections. Many of these voters will ultimately vote in a presidential race, but not all of them will. As a result, Mr. Biden fares slightly better among likely than registered voters across the states, including closing the gap with Mr. Trump in Michigan. But the poll indicates that it shouldn't be so hard to beat Mr. Trump. It also indicates that it might still be very challenging for Mr. Biden to do it. Overall, 49% of registered voters say there's not really any chance they'd support Biden. And what's really shocking about these figures is that it shows that Kamala Harris, if she were the nominee for president, would do better than Biden against Trump. So that sharpens the question that Wolf Blitzer asked to David Axelrod, a former Obama campaign advisor, on CNN. Listen, clip three.
These are very brutal poll numbers. This is a New York Times Siena College poll. The results for the president are pretty bad. You suggested he should at least consider dropping out while also saying it's his decision. But as a Democrat concerned about Donald Trump, what do you want Biden to do?
I want him to consider what is best in terms of the goal that I know he is committed to, which is defeating Donald Trump. And if he believes based on not just what's in his heart, but what's in data and what he's being told, that he has the best chance to do it, then he should run. But the thing that irritates me a little bit, Wolf, is this notion that people who are concerned are bedwetters, is a phrase. Actually, I think it originated in the 2008 Obama campaign in a much different context. There is reason to be concerned, and people shouldn't dismiss these polls.
And not dismiss what is going on in the courtroom either. We will talk about that with Professor John Yu, a distinguished conservative legal scholar. Coming up, what about Trump's testimony yesterday? We'll talk about it with John Yu. coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael's MedVed in a moment.
Instability.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming, but a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And on the Michael Medved Show. Welcome back. And it is a pleasure to welcome back to our show one of our favorite guests, John Yu, who is a distinguished professor of law at the University of California Law School in Berkeley. And he is also a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution and at the American Enterprise Institute and more, leading conservative legal scholar. And did you, I'm sure, John, you're up to date on the eventful testimony by a former president in a fraud proceeding in New York City. Do you think that President Trump will help himself yesterday win a positive judgment in this fraud case that he is battling right now?
Michael, good to be with you. And I'd say no. He achieved quite the opposite. If anything, he's digging his legal hole deeper. It seems to me that what former President Trump has decided to do is to really throw in the towel on the legal proceedings and turn it into a platform for his political ambitions. Based on the reports that I've read about what President Trump said in the courtroom, he was making the kind of accusations that we've seen him make outside the courtroom. He attacked the Attorney General of New York State, who was sitting in the room, of being a hack. He said that the judge was biased against him. He said the whole proceeding was a fraud. This is, in fact, quite irrelevant to what he was called to testify for, in accusing the whole justice system of being biased against him. And that makes for good politics, it seems, for him. But it's only going to make sure that this trial judge, who's going to issue the opinion, make the findings about whether President Trump and his organization committed deeper, more serious fraud, is going to come out against them.
Now, of course, I know that there are people who are very much Trump enthusiasts who look at the polling and believe that even if he loses case after case after case, it only builds up his credibility of his basic accusation that there is a swamp here, that there is a deep state, that there is basically a conspiracy against him. And that the protests that he was making in the courtroom echo that. The idea that the presidential candidate and former president as victim seems to be working, at least according to a lot of the contemporary polling. What do you think that is part of why Trump is handling this case and other cases the way he is?
Yes, it's a kind of a clever jujitsu. I mean, I think on this case in particular, it would be very hard for Trump to turn around the result. This judge has already issued a finding, even before the testimony started, that the Trump Organization and President Trump himself had committed fraud, had overstated assets, and so on, in his financial documents. So he might have already decided, well, if I'm going to get anything positive, is there going to be any upside to this proceeding? And, you know, he's made a real show of this. He's going to the proceeding even when he hasn't had to. He's watching in person other people testify against him, including his attorney, former attorney Michael Cohen. I guess he's decided, I'm going to use it for political purposes. I'm going to use it almost as campaign events. And he seems to have succeeded. As you said, Michael, every time he gets indicted, every time these proceedings occur, his poll numbers go up. It seems to feed his story that the justice system is being used by, you know, the Democrats and Joe Biden and his supporters to persecute him. And he can't help but think that these polls out from the New York Times this week, which show him anywhere from 4 to 8 points ahead of Joe Biden in the battleground states, is some kind of proof of concept that his strategy is working.
Well, and this is even before Ivanka Trump gives her testimony. I believe that's scheduled for Wednesday. And it's interesting. That's the same day as the candidates debate, the other candidates who are not named Trump, about the idea of having Eric Trump and Don Jr. also up there giving testimony. Does that only underline the idea that the entire Trump family is being victimized?
Yeah, it's interesting. From a, I think, purely legal perspective, from what I saw of the other testimony by Trump's sons, is that they tried to distance themselves from this. They sort of said, oh, we allowed our accountants to handle that. That's what their lawyers are for. If they told me it's okay, I signed it. I expect Ivanka Trump will say the same thing. That is not what President Trump did yesterday. He went out all guns blazing. He didn't say, oh, I just signed things that were put before me. He got into arguments about how different properties were valued and why. And he made the startling claim that actually they're worth even more than just disclosure forms claimed. He made the claim that, you know, he could sell things for, you know, over $1 billion that the judge or
I think he said $1.5 billion for Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he could have bought Greenland for that kind of money, right?
I don't think Greenland's worth that much.
Well, you remember that was an episode during the Trump administration, a highlight of foreign policy, not legal issues. The one thing that they seem to be suggesting, Nate Cohn had a piece in the New York Times today, where the one thing that could hurt Trump would be not a verdict in this fraud trial, which is a civil case. It's not a criminal case. But there is some polling, including that new New York Times Siena College poll, that shows that about 6% of the people who say they support Donald Trump say they wouldn't support him if he were convicted in a criminal trial of a felony. You believe the chances of that happening, for instance, in the documents trial, are reasonably good. Do you still feel that way?
I do, Michael. And in fact, you could look at this fraud trial as being a kind of test run. You could see Trump seeing what's he going to do when he's called to testify in these other proceedings. I think actually he will testify in these other proceedings because he's actually having quite a bit of success. But what's important is whether any of those cases can actually get started and come to a conclusion before the elections.
And we will see, because those elections are on rushing. It's now less than a year to Election Day, or maybe just about exactly a year. John Yoo, always terrific to speak with you. You're featured in a piece in the New York Post about this very issue, which we'll post at our website. We will, on the Michael Medved Show, be right back.
Sign up today for the free Medved newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA News update. The White House is downplaying recent polls that indicate President Biden is behind Donald Trump in crucial battleground states.
Back in October of 22, there were multiple stories about how there was going to be a red wave, Democrats were going to be wiped out, and we're not talking about that.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the polls should be taken with a grain of salt. A 69-year-old Jewish man is dead after a head injury following an altercation at an Israel-Hamas war protest in Ventura County, California. The man's death followed a confrontation with a pro-Palestinian protester at a counter-protest, as both pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian demonstrations were held at the same location. A family welcomed a bouncing baby boy last month, born nearly twice the size of the average baby. The baby born at Cambridge Memorial Hospital weighed 14 pounds, 8 ounces. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, Censure Palooza, this was a term coined by a House Democrat, Pete Aguilar, the caucus chair for the Democrats, talked about the Censure Palooza in the House, and that has to do with a ongoing left-wing attempts to censure Marjorie Taylor Greene and Marjorie Taylor Greene's own attempts to introduce censure resolutions against Rashida Tlaib. This is intensified since she released a video showing what she believes to be all kinds of war crimes being committed against the Hamas, and suggesting at the very end that the President of the United States, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., is encouraging and funding genocide. Genocide! This is Marjorie Taylor Greene speaking on the House floor, part of a much longer speech about the censure resolution against Rashida Tlaib, the congresswoman from Michigan. Listen.
Censuring Representative Rashida Tlaib for anti-Semitic activity and sympathizing with terrorist organizations. Whereas in May 2019, Rashida Tlaib said that she celebrated the Holocaust and felt a calming feeling when thinking about the genocide of millions of Jews. Whereas in 2020, Rashida Tlaib retweeted an illustration with the caption, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." And this Palestine Liberation Organization slogan has been adopted by Hamas and calls for the elimination of Israel and the death of all Jews. Whereas on November 3rd, 2023, Rashida Tlaib tweeted that the slogan, "From the river to the sea," which calls for the genocide of all Jews, is an aspirational call for freedom, human rights, and peaceful coexistence.
No, it's not anything to do with peaceful coexistence, because if from the river to the sea, that's where at today 7 million Jews live, and they would have to either be exiled or killed in order to achieve, quote, that dream of Palestinian freedom. Which means that you don't live under any kind of cooperation or coexistence with Jewish people. Rich McCormick of Georgia, another Republican, supported the idea of a resolution against Rashida Tlaib for censure. Here's what he said about the basis for it. That's not clip 18.
I rise to give notice of my intent to raise a question of privileges of the House. The form of the resolution is as follows. H.R. 845, censuring Representative Rashida Tlaib for promoting false narratives regarding the October 7th, 2023 Hamas attack on Israel and calling for the destruction of the State of Israel.
Okay, and then Josh Gottheimer, who's a Democrat, and this is why this is no joke anymore, because there are Democrats like Gottheimer, who's a Democrat from New Jersey, saying to CNN he will vote in favor of a censure resolution against Tlaib. Listen.
Will you vote to censure Rashida Tlaib?
If Mr. McCormick's resolution comes to the floor, I will be supporting that, yes.
How tough a decision is this for you?
And I'll be honest with you. You know, I've really grappled with the fact of over the last weeks. One, Ms. Tlaib came out a couple of weeks ago after the hospital bombing, which was awful, the bombing next to the parking lot. But there was a news that came out on many stations that actually was Israel doing it, and the truth came out thereafter, not listening to Hamas's intelligence, but to American intelligence, and that was launched by Islamic Jihad, bomb that hit next to the hospital. And I asked Ms. Tlaib to please take down the false information, the disinformation that it was Israel that had bombed that hospital, and as you know, she has yet to take that information down or change the story there. And these things have a huge impact on the rest of the world.
Okay, and another Democrat, Pete Aguilar, is not in favor of going forward with a censure at all. And he explains why not. This is clip 17.
Are you concerned that the House is evolving into kind of a censure palooza, so to speak, that we're just turning into this tit-for-tat censure situation?
It's your term, not mine, censure palooza. but, look, I will say that this isn't productive right now. We're 10 days from a government shutdown. Republicans have put on the floor bills that massively cut programs that help people. Terrorism programs within financial services and general government bills, Amtrak cuts, Northeast transportation cuts, housing, affordable housing cuts within these bills. These are bad policy bills. We should be talking about that in addition to what the Republican plan is in the next 10 days to fund government.
Okay, it is 10 days away from a government shutdown. Look, the idea that right now there are Democrats who want to censure Marjorie Taylor Greene and Republicans who want to censure Rashida Tlaib, a number of people have made this point, and I made it by myself before. The best way to censure her is to support her opponents in the primaries that are coming up. She is going to have a primary challenge. And do I think she's a disgrace? Yes, she's a disgrace, and she deserves to be voted out of office. But it's the same kind of mistake that people made when they impeached President Trump twice. impeachment wasn't the solution. The solution was to defeat him at the ballot box. And this obsession with censure and impeachment is not really beneficial to the country. An email came in from Harry in Seattle, and Harry says, Michael, I greatly appreciate your open-minded stance on current politicians and political decisions. The current Israeli-Palestinian conflict is different, and that you seem to support Israel's actions no matter how brutal, cutting off water, power, fuel, indiscriminate air bombing. Please discuss what might be the driving factor in this war. Jewish settlement of Palestinian territory, can it be justified? Well, there are two different points in this email. One is that the bombing has not been indiscriminate. It has been there for a purpose. The purpose is the dismantling of Hamas. And again, they have made efforts to minimize civilian casualties. Any civilian casualties are a tragedy, and they are too bad, and that's why Netanyahu has agreed very directly to humanitarian pauses. Now, when you say, please discuss what might be the driving factor in this war, Jewish settlement of Palestinian territory, there was no Jewish settlement of Palestinian territory, the famous settlements in the West Bank, until there had already been three different Arab wars against Israel's existence. The driving factor in the war is the presence of any non-Islamic, non-Arab population or entity in that part of the world. One of the things that happened after the 1967 war, when Israel for the first time took control of the West Bank, they offered to return the West Bank to Jordanian control or to be an independent Palestinian state, if that happened, there would be a peace agreement with the Arabs. And they responded on August 29th, 1967, with the three no's of Khartoum, which was a meeting of the Arab League where they declared no peace with Israel, no recognition of Israel, no negotiations with Israel. The three no's of Khartoum. And the idea of the Jewish settlements, which now are the homes to almost 600,000 people in is known as the West Bank, if that is a factor in a future Palestinian state, isn't that a good thing? There are 20% Arab population in Israel. Why can't they have that same kind of percentage population of Jews in the future Palestine? We'll be right back. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Okay, there's one thing about the Middle East conflict as it continues that everybody should be able to agree on. Hamas, the Israeli government, friends of Israel around the world, critics and opponents of Israel around the world, everybody should be able to agree that the hostages have to come home. These are innocent people. Some of them are very young children, 3 years old and less. And whose lives are going to be forever scarred by this experience. Some of them having seen their parents murdered in front of their eyes and screaming for daddy and mommy. And so it's perfectly legitimate for people to receive, and you can go ahead and get these over the internet. You get little papers that you print out, and then you can put on the wall in your university or your office or wherever you are, bring them home. That's the slogan. It's nothing about destroy Hamas. It's just bring them home. Let the hostages go. And yet there is an organized plan by supporters of Hamas in this country to tear down these posters wherever they've appeared. And we played an example of some of the advertising that's being done on behalf of the hostages. The White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, was asked to condemn the people who were going around tearing down these pictures of the hostages, including these very young children who have been taken. And she couldn't quite bring herself to condemning that practice. Listen.
videos of individuals who have been tearing down signs, many of these taking place in New York City, of Israelis presently being held hostage in Gaza. There have been some tense confrontations that have taken place there. Is the White House's view that these actions should be condemned, the pulling down of them, or that that's a form of peaceful protest?
Look, I've sort of kind of seen the reporting here and there. I think it was from last week,
right? There's been like 30 million videos that got around.
No, I know. I hear you. I hear you. I'm just not going to.
Is that peaceful protest to pull that down, or should you not be?
I'm just not going to go into specifics on that particular thing. What I can say, there are real violent protests and threats that are happening right now. And senior administration officials are aware of these reports, which are deeply concerning. And that is something that we're focused on.
Okay. For her to be unable to condemn tearing down the pictures of hostages, she's going to have to correct that tomorrow. Just watch. Because it's terrible, and it's really sad. Benjamin Netanyahu was asked about the hostages, and this is clip 14, Jeremy. The hostages should not be forgotten. There are at least 240 of them right now. This is the Prime Minister of Israel. Listen.
I know the Biden administration has also said now is not the time for a ceasefire. What they're proposing is a humanitarian pause. There will be no pause?
Well, there will be no general ceasefire in Gaza without the release of our hostages. As far as tactical little pauses, an hour here, an hour there, we've had them before. I suppose we'll check the circumstances in order to enable the goods, humanitarian goods, to come in, or our hostages, individual hostages, to leave. But I don't think there's going to be a general ceasefire. It's not that I don't think. I think it will hamper the war effort. It'll hamper our effort to get our hostages out, because the only thing that works on these criminals in Hamas is the military pressure that we're exerting.
If Hamas agrees to release the hostages, then there would be a pause.
Well, there'd be a ceasefire for that purpose, and we're waiting for that to happen. It hasn't happened so far.
Okay, that's about as direct as you could possibly be. And Prime Minister Netanyahu has also made remarks that have gotten a lot of attention about what happens after the war. And he was asked about that I think you just took that one down, Jeremy. But in any event, there would need to be some kind of Israeli security presence after the war to prevent a resumption of rocket fire or other murderous attacks like the one that took place on October 7th, just a month ago. There's a piece that appeared in the, let's see, clip 12. Here is Netanyahu talking about that indefinite period for an overall security responsibility over Gaza. Clip 12.
President Biden has said that it would be a mistake for Israel to occupy Gaza. Who should govern Gaza when this is over?
Those who don't want to continue the way of Hamas. It certainly is not. I think Israel will, for an indefinite period, will have the overall security responsibility, because we've seen what happens when we don't have it. When we don't have that security responsibility, what we have is the eruption of Hamas terror on a scale that we couldn't imagine.
Do you have a warning to Iran, to Hezbollah?
I think they've understood that if they enter the war in a significant way, the response will be very, very powerful. And I hope they don't make that mistake.
Okay, that's the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. There's a piece that appeared in the New York Times that deserves some attention by three college students at Ivy League colleges. And they write, on an online discussion forum last weekend, Jewish students at Cornell were called excrement on the face of the earth and threatened with rape and beheading and bombarded with demands like eliminate Jewish living from Cornell campus. A 21-year-old junior at the school has been charged with posting violent threats. The horror must end. The targeting of Jewish students didn't stop at Cornell. Jewish students at Cooper Union huddled in the library to escape an angry crowd pounding on the doors. A protester at a rally near New York University carried a sign calling for the world to be kept clean of Jews. Messages like "Glory to our martyrs" were projected onto a George Washington University building. The most recent wave of hate began with prejudiced comments obscured by seemingly righteous language. Following the October 7th attacks, more than 30 student groups at Harvard signed on to a statement that read, "We, the Understand student organizations, hold the Israeli regime entirely responsible for all unfolding violence." There was no mention of Hamas. The university issued such a tepid response, it felt almost like an invitation. They end up by saying, "All students have sacred rights to hold events, teach-ins, and protests, and university faculty members must present arguments that make students uncomfortable. University campuses are unique hubs of intellectual discovery and debate, but free inquiry is not possible in an environment of intimidation, harassment, and intimidation, which fly in the purpose of a university." Posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. A film is coming out, and it's about one of the largely unsung or undersung heroes of the civil rights movement. And it has some distinguished producers. Who? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Barack and Michelle Obama are listed among the producers of a stunning new movie about one of the heroes of the civil rights movement who helped to organize the March on Washington in 1963. That would be Bayard Rustin, brought to life in a towering performance by Coleman Domingo as the title character Rustin. Now streaming on Netflix.
So an epic demonstration in our nation's capital, organized in 8 weeks.
A demonstration made up of angelic troublemakers.
Other angelic troublemakers are played by Amil Amin, who's excellent as Dr. King, and Chris Rock as leader of the NAACP in the 60s, Roy Wilkins. The movie, directed by veteran George C. Wolfe, does a great job of capturing the intoxicating excitement of leaders who knew they were changing the world and making history. Rated R for an intimate focus on the main character's homosexuality and some rough language. 3 stars for the memorable Rustin. And tomorrow on the MedVed Show, it's the day of the big GOP debate. We'll talk about what Nikki Haley could do to maintain the momentum she's been gathering. We'll also speak to Mike Pompeo, who was a candidate for president at one time, former Secretary of State who did a great job for the Trump administration. What does he think about the future of the Republican Party and its candidates? We'll also speak to somebody else who's contributing to the future of the Republican Party. Already, former Congressman Dave Reichert, who is running for governor of Washington, the first time in many years that the Republicans have a real chance to take over the governorship. And we'll be talking about how Trump's needling of Judge Ergeron may be strategic in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Are you ready to make...
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.